Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Tay Talks Positivity, the podcast where we focus on faith, growth, and becoming the best versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Tay, ready and hoping to help you all get your day started with some positive vibes and good energy. Today, we're going to dive into a powerful and necessary conversation, breaking generational curses. Now, this topic runs deep for so many of us. Maybe you've seen patterns in your family cycle of poverty, broken relationships, addiction, fear, or even a lack of faith. These are things that seem to be passed down from generation to generation. But today, we're going to declare that those chains stop with you. We are going to break down what generational curses are, how they affect us, and most importantly, how we can break free from them through faith, action, and mindset shifts. So, go ahead, grab your journal, your favorite cup of tea or coffee, open up your heart, and let's get into it. So, what are generational curses? A generational curse is a repeated cycle of struggle, dysfunction, or negative behavior that seems to run through families. These can be spiritual, emotional, financial, or even physical. The Bible talks about this in Exodus chapter 34, verse 7. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children and their children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation. Now, this doesn't mean that we're doomed because of what our ancestors did. It means that without intentional change, we often repeat what we've seen, what we've been taught or exposed to. But the good news is that through Christ, we have the power to break these cycles and create a new legacy. Breaking free starts with awareness. Take a moment and ask yourself, are there negative cycles in my family that just seem to keep repeating themselves? What struggles do I see from past generations that I'm also dealing with? And ask yourself, have you accepted certain behaviors or mindsets as just the way things are? Maybe you've grown up hearing things like, we've never had money, so you won't either. Or all the men in this family leave. You may have even heard that depression runs in your family. These are lies that the enemy uses to keep us bound. But God calls us to something greater. Let me get personal with you for a minute. I've firsthand seen how generational curses can hold a family back. In my own family, there was a pattern of financial struggle. It seemed like no matter how hard people worked, they always ended up living paycheck to paycheck. I grew up believing that this was normal, like it was just a part of life. But as I grew in my faith and knowledge, I realized that God never intended for us to live in lack. I had to make a choice. Would I continue the cycle or would I do what I had to do to break it? So even now in this moment, I'm educating myself on financial stewardship and trying my best to change my mindset when it comes to money. And most importantly, I'm praying for wisdom and a breakthrough. Now, it ain't been easy, but little by little, I can see the shift starting. Today, I can confidently say that the cycle is breaking, not just for me, but for the generations after me. And that's what I want for you too. So How do we break free from generational curses? First, acknowledge the curse and seek God's help. The first step to breaking free is admitting there's a problem and asking God for guidance. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone and the new is here." So you're not bound to your past. When you give your life to Christ, you are made new. Pray and ask God to reveal the things you need to break free from. Number two, speak life over yourself and your family. I say this all the time, that your words are a powerful thing. The words you speak have so much power. So instead of agreeing with negativity, start declaring victory over your life. Say things like, "I am breaking the chains of fear and doubt," or "My family will walk in prosperity and faith," or "I will raise my children differently." The enemy wants you to believe that you can't change things, but we all know that's a lie. You can and you will rewrite your story. Another thing you can do is change your actions and set new standards. Prayer is powerful, but faith without actions is dead. In James chapter 2, verse 17, start making choices that align with what you want. If financial struggles have been a generational curse, start learning about budgeting and wealth building. If unhealthy relationships have been a pattern, try seeking therapy or mentorship to break those toxic cycles. If addiction has its way in your family, take the steps to seek healing and how to take accountability. You don't have to do this alone. You can surround yourself with people who support you and people who will uplift you. Cover your family in prayer and build a legacy of faith. One of the most powerful things you can do is intercede for your family. I know some of you right now may be asking, what in the world does intercede mean? Intercede is to stand in the gap for someone else through prayer. It means praying on behalf of your family, even when they don't even see the need for it themselves. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19 says, "This day I call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life so that you and your children may live." You have the power to choose life, to choose blessings, and to create a new path. I want you to take a moment to reflect on this. What is the legacy I want to leave? You don't have to have all the answers today, but take the first step. Try breaking one habit. Speak one word of life. Pray one bold prayer and trust that God will honor your faithfulness. Now, let's seal today's message with an affirmation. Repeat after me. I am breaking free from generational curse. I am chosen, loved, and equipped to build a new legacy. My past does not define me. God's promises do. I choose faith, healing, and a future full of abundance. In Jesus' name, amen. Whew, now that was a word. If this episode spoke to you, I encourage you to share it with someone who you think may need it. Breaking generational curses is not easy, but remember, you were built for this. God has called you to be the one to change the narrative for your family. I want to thank you all for tuning in to today's episode of Tay Talks Positivity. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and follow me on social media for more inspiration. Until next time, stay strong, stay faithful, and keep choosing positivity. And always remember, affirm it, apply it, achieve it.